Lift up your hands everywhere. Lift your hands. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. 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 Let the fire, 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 fire. Let the fire from the throne. I see the fire of the Holy Ghost here. Somebody whose enthusiasm has been dying. Your energy has been going down. Your excitement has been going down. Depression has been setting in. Discouragement has been setting in. Right now I see the fire fall. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. 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 Let the fire from the throne. Yes. Somebody whose prayer altar, your prayer altar has been down. Your spiritual fire has been down. Your passion for God has been down. Evangelism has been down. Your worship has been down. Your praise has been down. Yes, I see the fire flowing.
Let it flow.
It's your hand. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Mashallah. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit right now. Because your altar, prayer altar, is catching fire. Your spiritual life is catching fire. Your joy is coming back. Discouragement is going. Depression is going.
truth. Let it fall from the truth. Let it flow.
Get your hands. As God is raising altars that are down, He's also destroying altars of the enemy that are up. Enemy altars of destruction. Enemy altars of distraction. Enemy altars of limitation. Enemy altars of backwardness. Enemy altars of setback. Enemy all. Enemy witchcraft altars. Enemy anti-marital altars. Lama nayada la ya 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 ya. Let it fire from the throne. Enemy altars. Enemy altars. Lepera ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. Ya 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 ya. Lift your hands, something is burning. Something is burning. Every anti-marital altar, every ancestral altar, every witchcraft altar, every occultic altar, every generational altar, altars of limitation, they are catching fire. Maya ya 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 ya. Maya ya 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 ya.
Fire from the throne, let it flow.
Thank you, Master. With your hands, something just exploded. He's lighting the fire of your altar and destroying the altars of the enemy. Lighting the fire of your altar and destroying the altar of witchcraft. The altar, the ancestral altar that will not let you and your family rest. The altar of spiritual molestation in the dream. Molestation of spirit wife and spirit husband. The altar is catching fire right now. Serpent spirit, unclean spirit. Lift your hands high. Father, let it fall. Let the fire fall. Fire of encouragement. Fire of excitement. Fire of joy. Fire of enthusiasm. Fire of passion for God. Let it fall now. At the same time, let the fire fall on witchcraft altars, occultic altars, demonic altars that need to be set on fire. At the count of seven, you will scream the fire and place the hand on your head. And God will set your heart on fire and set the altars of darkness on fire as well. Father, let it be. Let the fire fall in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Yes!
So shall it be. Lift your hands and wave it to the King of Kings. Wave it to the Lord of Lords. The great I am that I am. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Father, we love you. We honor you. And we adore you. Something happened just now, but we shall be taking it shortly. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Please be seated.
And there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but a victory be sure. When you are there, 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 when you are there.
That's right. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Access to divine wisdom, part 3. Our objective is the understanding of scriptural pathways to the wisdom of God. We earlier on said that wisdom is the principal thing that is behind the making of principal people. Many great visions are unable to see daylight because of the absence of relevant wisdom. In an atmosphere that is charged with the Spirit of God like this, anything is happening. Anything is possible. It is the usher's duty to ensure that every manifestation is under control. Many great visions were unable to see daylight because of the absence of relevant wisdom. Vision is good, but wisdom is heavier than plain vision. Joseph's vision made him to see Pharaoh, but his wisdom kept him in the palace. Many have made disastrous decisions in life. Some even lost their life because of the absence of wisdom. Wednesday we began to see how we could access wisdom. And number one, we say wisdom can come through devotion to God. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Next, we saw it could come through the revelation of the scriptures. Because 2 Timothy 3:15 says, scriptures are able to make us wise. And then we saw that wisdom could come through supplication. He said in James chapter 1 verse 5, if any man lack wisdom, let him come to God and ask him. We said the place of prayer is the place of wisdom. In the service today, we saw number 4, that wisdom would come through meditation or reflection. God speaks to those who think. And we said we are not talking about worry, which is the destructive use, destructive engagement of the mind. We are talking about thinking, which is the productive engagement of the mind. Through meditation or reflection. And then we saw also that wisdom comes through instruction. Information, knowledge, instruction are the operational base of wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. So wisdom is impossible without knowledge. When you agree to be ignorant, you have agreed to be stupid. You have agreed to be foolish. Very, very important. If you don't like books, you don't like wisdom. If you don't like information, you don't like wisdom. We saw that. And then number 6, which is what we are stepping from in this service, is through inquisition or inquiry. The process of inquisition, the process of inquiry, the asking of questions, make available the wisdom of God. The process of inquisition, inquiry, the asking of questions, make available the wisdom of God. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 1 and 2. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. God could conceal it, but you search it out, both by study and by asking. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. He said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, Where is the good way? Then you will find it. And you will walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they say, we will not walk therein. God is saying, I am waiting for you at the junction of decision. The junction of decision is the junction of revelation. If there can be inquisition. At every crossroad of life, answers are waiting. If only somebody can ask. Stand ye in the ways. Are you in the ways? Are you at a junction of life? Are you at a crossroad? Which way should I follow? What step should I take? He said, I am waiting for you at the junction. Because the junctions of decision are junctions of revelation. They are opportunities for revelation. For you to know what you never knew before. Many, many of the things that I have seen and known in my life came to me at the junctions of decision. Junctions. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and in verse 12. It says, I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. Concerning all things. Ecclesiastes 7:25. He said, this shall travail. The meaning is to prevail, you must travail. I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. It was my personal determination to seek so I can know. Somebody say amen. In case you want anything to take home with you today, it is at the junction of decision. It's the junction of revelation. It's a junction of information. It's a junction of direction. Two things to note. How many of you know that some of the most intelligent students in the class ask a lot of questions? They just ask a lot of questions until their classmates may get angry. Leave us alone. Let this class finish. Let us go out. Just keep asking and asking. They are not afraid to ask questions. They are also not afraid to answer questions. If I answer and I don't get it, I will get it later. Those who don't succeed, they rarely ask and they rarely answer. Take note of two things quickly. One, the place of inquiry is the place of discovery. The place of inquiry is the place of discovery. What you look out for in life is the determinant of what you locate out of life. You see Jesus in the midst of the professors in Luke chapter 2, verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days they were looking for him, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. He was hearing and asking questions. Now look at the next verse. And all that heard him were astonished at his understandings and answers. Those who have questions can't lack answers. He was asking them questions in verse 46. And they were shocked at his answers in verse 47. Hallelujah. So just naturally and generally speaking, the place of inquiry is the place of discovery. There was a postulation, a theorem, they call it the Fermat's theorem, that was like an unsolvable mathematical problem that lasted for almost 400 years. Until a man by the name Andrew Wiles came up and said, why? How is it that they said that this equation, this theorem, this postulation cannot be solved? So he took it up as a challenge. And he solved it over a couple of years. Because there is no unsolvable problem under heaven. Today, I speak to somebody. At your place of inquiry, you will discover. Shout the loudest, amen. Second thing to note is that God rewards interest with insight. God rewards interest with insight. Let me say it like this. God is interested in the interested. Any man who is interested in the things of God and interested in getting to know some things, God is interested in such a person. In Hosea chapter 10 verse 6, he said, then shall we know if we follow on to know. Then shall we know if we follow on to know. God is committed to the release of answers to people who possess genuine questions. He is interested in the release of answers to people who possess genuine questions. He's interested. Don't ever think that God will get angry. My children used to ask me, Daddy, what is this? Daddy, what is that? And then one day, one of them said, Daddy, please don't be annoyed. What is this? I said, no. The issue of annoyed does not exist at all. Ask me any question you want under heaven. The ones I know, I will answer. The ones I don't know, I will ask those who know more than me. And I will get the answers and give you. I don't claim to know everything. My phone is on till any day. So I can receive text by 1 a.m., 2 a.m. That day I just saw a scripture now. And I wanted to know, understand it. I didn't get it clear. Somebody asked me this question and this was the answer I gave. But I'm not sure if the answer is correct. I say, yes, your answer is correct. Very correct. Plus the following answers. That is the nature of God. It's like, ask me anything. What I don't tell you is what I don't know. And if I don't know, I will ask those who know. And I'll let you know. It's the same thing with supply. Is there anything you know I can do for you? It is done already ahead of time. God is super excited with the inquisitive. There is something about God that makes him like he's interacting with you if you know how to ask. He said, come, let us reason together. I am interested in those who are interested in reasoning with me. Somebody say aloud, amen. Take your seat. So there are plenty answers with God. And there are plenty questions with man. So all we need is a meeting point. The one in possession of the questions should connect with the one in possession of the answers. and the job is done. I speak to someone here today. Before this week is out, you will get answers. Whenever you ask God questions, don't be in a hurry for answers, so that you don't answer yourself. Take your seat. Lord, this business does not seem to be moving. Is this the business you have ordained for me to do? Or is there something else you want me to do with my life? Having asked such a question, then you break forth in tongues. With your pen and paper in your hand. You are praying, you are tonguing, you are listening. Maybe on the spot, something may come. Maybe nothing may come. And if nothing comes, you give praise and proceed. Next time you continue from there. Lord, I asked that thing last time. I have been waiting for the answer. But most times, it's a phrase out of a passage may just drop in your heart. And you don't know, okay, which passage is this that talked about true wisdom is a house builded. And then you went to look for it in scripture. And then you entered that passage and read everything in that chapter. While you are going, answers will be looking at you like this. Bam, bam, bam. You will just, it will appear as if that passage was written with you in mind. Am I communicating? So you don't just pick out that verse. No, God may just use that verse to take you to where the answer is. So that as you follow that verse, you arrive at the answer. That verse may be the answer. But the answer may be in the vicinity of that verse. So God is using what you know to take you to what you don't know. He's using what is familiar to you to cause you to access the unfamiliar. Is causing you to, is giving you what you remember to take you to what is never in your memory. Hallelujah. At times you slept over the matter and you dreamt a dream, and the dream came with the answer. You saw a revelation, the revelation came with the answer. At times you sat in the church, the pastor was preaching, and everything he was preaching was answering the question you asked from the house. Somebody say amen. I was preaching a message some time ago, and I came to read a passage. I won't give the exact passage I read, but I'll give you the example. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Don't worry, your joy is coming. Don't worry, your joy is coming. And a brother has been in the church, and quote unquote, joy has been occurring to him as his wife. Lord, could she be the right person? And then all of a sudden, here I come, joy coming. Don't worry, your joy is coming. Don't worry. Now, what I'm preaching means something else to everybody else, but to this guy, it is something else. And eventually, joy came. Am I communicating at all? Because God can use the message to appear as if every other person came to listen to your message. Meanwhile, the same message is still speaking to other people in different ways. So don't be afraid to ask God questions. Answers may come immediately, but answers must come eventually. And it may come in ways that you are not perceiving. Maybe at a junction you saw something and the answers arrived. I prophesy to someone here today, every answer you have been looking for, I declare the answers are released now. Answers are released now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. God is committed to the release of answers to those who possess the questions. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. I am standing, I'm waiting. Ask, seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Somebody say aloud, amen. What way can wisdom come? Number 7, through association. Association with the wise. Association with the wise. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, you are familiar with that passage. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 27, 17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33, he said, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So good communication can correct bad manners. If evil communications corrupt, good communications can correct. Am I communicating? Now, if you look at the life of Daniel, Daniel the wise man was in the company of other wise men. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 17, the Bible said concerning Daniel, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men. So they were companions, they were wise men. There were other wise men, but these were wise men that bundled themselves together. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Hallelujah. Your company is a reflection of your mentality. If you show me who you call friends, I will show you how wise you are. I will show you how wise you are. I'll tell you. So the wisdom of your head has permitted you to have this quality of friends. And this quality of friends are influencing the kind of wisdom you will possess. Your network is a reflection of your net worth. What are you worth? Is determined by who walks around you. What are you worth? What is your worth? Hallelujah. Don't manage relationships. To love is a command. So you must love everybody. But to relate is a choice. Very, very true. One woman was having a quarrel with her husband. And she was threatening to leave the husband's house. This would be almost 20 years ago. The woman told me with her mouth. And she went to meet her friend, a divorcee. See what I'm suffering in the hands of my husband. I want to park to my father's house. And her friend said, do you have transport money? I can assist you. That is, park to your father's house and become like as I am. That is the quality of friends. Of friends she had. Look at the kind of association Samson had. Look at his outcome. The voice you hear affects the place you end. Did you hear what I just said? Secondary school students, hear me very clearly. The voice you hear affects the place you end. Do Do you know that children can be, some children can render themselves agents of the enemy at a young age? In my class, over getting to 40 years ago, 30 something years ago, WAEC class, one of my classmates was sacked, expelled publicly from school. His father was a teacher in the school, but he was sacked from school, expelled with a girl. He should not write WAEC. He can write WAEC from the house. The shame was so terrible, both on the boy, both on the girl, who almost committed suicide. And the father who is a teacher, was a teacher in school. But he caught them in a class doing some whatever. 30-something years later, the boy apologized to him for lying against him. What? This guy said, guys, see me. After everything I passed through, this guy just called me to say I'm sorry for lying against you in 1980 something. Like class. Do you understand? The girl in question almost died. The father disowned her. And this was meant to be guy like friend or something, whatever. He said, why did you do this? I was just envious of you. Envious of me at a little class level. To the point of Satan enter your head. You went and lied that you caught me doing what I didn't do in class. They expelled me publicly, put me to shame, put my father, everybody in shame. It is possible to spread feather on people's domot. But can you return back and gather them? Eh? It's gone. It's gone. May you never have such friends in your life. May you never have such associations in your life. Every voice and every association that will destroy your life, that will destroy your destiny, may you never have such associations. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat. I am ruggedly persuaded that it's better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong people. It's better to be friendless. After all, how much is friend paying you? When you pass, they may do the amount that you say, you see, this one is only always on her own. Is that right? Is that for me to be on my own so that my head can correct? So that my life can be in order. Than for me to be in so-called kind of, this is my friend, and all that they are. And some people, if they are your friends, you don't need the devil in your life. Their work is worse than Satan's work. Try communicating at all. Don't kill yourself because they say they won't be your friend. Don't kill yourself. There is no physical entitlement in friendship. God bless you if you got a good friend who sharpens you like iron sharpeneth iron. God
bless you if you got a good friend who waters you. God bless you if you got good relationships who are interested in your life and your destiny, like David and Jonathan, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God bless you if you have good people in your life, like Ruth was to Naomi. God bless you. But if you don't find such people, keep on moving. Don't kill yourself. Don't destroy your life. Just keep on moving. Is God speaking to anybody here today? Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You won't be my friend again. Thank you, sir. You are not my friend again. Amen. God bless you in your future endeavor. One of the best gifts you need, one of the best graces you need in your life is the grace to say no in dignity, and the grace to say bye and keep on moving. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? If anybody wants to live your life, you are not at fault. You have done your best. You want to be friends. You are good to them, but they are not good to you, and they have done everything against you, and you've tried your best, but they still say they want to go. Tell them bye. Let them go. God may be delivering you from something in the front that you may be struggling to keep. Any man who can jilt you and betray you and accuse you and slap you, and it's not worth it in your life at all. Are you hearing what I'm saying here at all? Is God speaking to anybody at all? You know, I told you there is nothing compulsory in life except to make heaven. Let me round up because our time is up. Association, two things. To walk with the wise is to acquire the mindset of thought process of the wise. When you walk with the wise, you acquire the mindset, the thought process of the wise. Because association brings assimilation. You acquire. Very, very shortly, you begin to think alike. You begin to even talk alike. Example, married man and his wife. When our first child was born, it was like they carried my face and planted it on her face. And then grew and still looked like that, like a feminine version of a man. Then after a while, they now say, oh, this girl looks like her mother. Then I became angry. That is play anger. I said, why? And then I realized, how can they say it looks like the father and look like the mother? Okay, the father and mother are looking alike. After a while. It doesn't matter whether the man is black or and the woman is light and vice versa. There is something that becomes similar. Whether it's the voice, vocal texture, something begins. If they are truly one, if the man and his wife are one, because there are those who are married but they are not one. Association brings assimilation. You begin to talk alike, you begin to crack jokes alike, you begin to. Because association brings assimilation. That's what happens. Anyone whose mindset you don't like, go far from them. The way some people think and talk, if you don't like it, don't near them. Because it will rub on you. It will rub off. Angry, brutal person. Quick temper. You just want to stay far from such people. Arrogant people. Full of themselves. Look down and talk down on everybody. You want to run far from such people. Not even to talk of asking them to lay hands on your head. Take your seat. And finally, number two, when you walk with the wise, you take the steps of the wise. Because this is the wise man walking, and you are walking with the wise. Whether you intended it or not, your steps become wise steps. To walk with the wise is to take the steps, is to take the wise steps of the wise. You observe how they move. You observe how they act. You observe the decisions they make at critical times. Walk with the wise, to take the steps of the wise. And that is culminating naturally in the lifestyle of wisdom. Somebody say amen. When we're in the university, a young man repented. He was a Muslim, hardened Muslim. The type of people who, counteract everything scripturally. But he got born again. God gave his life to Jesus Christ. And during our fellowship days, he will stand near me and I'll be doing shakapakatakalabaraba. He will just be observing my mouth. So one day I asked him, I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just observing you. I want to do exactly what you are doing." So I caught him one day, took him behind the hostel block B of Naraguta Hostel, laid hands on him, applied fire. He began to speak in tongues and continued for 6 hours. Because of where the fire came from. The first time he talked in tongues, 6 hours non-stop. He was testifying in local. He's the doctor you saw on the screen that said that the tumor disappeared from his chest. Yes. He's a consultant of a obstetrician and gynecologist, pastoring a church, and also running a hospital. Since then, the fire hasn't died. Are you following what I'm saying here today? When he testified that testimony in Lagos, somebody said, "How can you have such a testimony and we have not heard it here in Abuja?" And I told him, "You have to come here and testify." All his chronology of encounters. He that walketh with the wise. If you hang around with them and take their steps along with them, it is impossible to take steps that are stupid. Because you can't walk with giants and have dwarf steps. Stand up on your feet. You can't. You can't walk with giants and have dwarf steps. In the same manner, you cannot walk with the wise and have steps of the fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Be upstanding with a louder shout of amen. The loudmost shout of amen. Remain upstanding. They are trying to show you the clip of that doctor. This is our conclusion. You can take it in standing because of time. Nothing of quality arrives by chance. Nothing. Nothing of quality arrives by chance. If it is qualitative, it must come by deliberate choices. Anything that has quality comes by choice. Nothing of quality arrives by chance. If it is to be accessed, it must be accessed by choice. In the first service, I said everything of value carries a cost. And now I'm adding to that, that everything of quality arrives by choice. So you make the choice. The choice for what? To study the Bible, to pray, to receive instruction, to sit down and think, to ask God the right questions. The choice for what? The choice for the right association. I cannot relate carelessly. I must have good and quality friends. You must make that choice. And like we have always said, people first make choices. And after they have made the choice, then the choice makes the person. You first make the choice, and then the choice makes you. Jesus is alive. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Say a louder believers. Amen. Will you lift up your hands and worship the King of Kings and worship the Lord of Lords? The I am that I am, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. We appreciate you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, El Ayon. Thank you, Jehovah Rofeka. Thank you, Jehovah Mekadesh. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be adored. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Lift your hands, lift your voice, thank him. Honor him, adore him. In Jesus' precious name, lift those hands high and say, Father, I receive the grace today. First of all, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. Father, I receive the grace today to ask the right questions. I receive the grace also to have the right association. I receive the grace today to always ask the right questions. I receive the grace today to maintain the right associations. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, lift your voice and thank him. Honor him, thank him. Of Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. One of the major pathways of wisdom, we might be dealing with it in the course of the week, is the pathway of joy, celebration. Whenever you want God to speak, to give you direction, give you wisdom, give him celebration. In Acts chapter 13, verse 2, as they were worshiping, ministering to the Lord means worshiping. And they fasted, the Holy Ghost said. God speaks when people give him his praise. When Elisha needed wisdom concerning the matter of the battle of Jehoshaphat, in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15, he said, bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel played, the voice of the Lord came. I want you to hit the road running the next 5 to 7 minutes. And let's give God praise and celebration. Today is also our testimonies and thanksgiving service. In the course of the first ministration, where I talked about the fire of God coming upon people's altars and burning altars and so on, in the course of that ministration, if you got an encounter or you got a healing or a deliverance, right at the glory gate, right there, somebody will pick that testimony. And then beyond that, within the next 5 minutes to 7 minutes, anything that is called a chain or a bondage in your life, whatever my Father in heaven has not planted or done in your life that the enemy has done, it shall be uprooted. Are we ready? Let's go in celebration.
spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Open your mind and pray in the spirit. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Lift your hands up. Shut up.
If you see my Jesus, if you see my Jesus, if you see my Jesus,
is a lily of the valley, is a rose of Sharon.
If you see my Jesus.
Your seat 1 minute.
Sir, this is a sister princess who had suffered from depression for the past 2 weeks as a result of false accusation. But as the world went for right now, she became excited. That depression left her and she has come to turn all the honor and glory to God.
And lift up your hands. And long ago. Long ago,
the old account was settled. Long ago, and the record is clear today that he washed my sins away. The old account
was settled long ago.
That burden is lifted out. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, go! Now, in Jesus' name,
you are free. Amen.
Sir, this is Brother Akali Andrew. He said, for the past 22 years, the family has been living below poverty line, eating from hand to mouth. But as the servant of God said, we should place our hand on our head and shout fire. As he shouted fire, he saw himself in his village, and there was a big bird that was set on fire and heard a voice saying that that is the bird that has sat on your finances of your family.
The bird,
yes, sir.
Witchcraft bird sat on their finances, was just set on fire.
Yes, anything that is sitting on your life, sitting on your destiny, sitting on your finances, your marital destiny, whatever the enemy has used to sit down on your future, today they are set on fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Sister Blessing, for 17 years, he has suffered. Has suffered from retrogression, from barrenness, and failure at the edge of breakthrough. As we place our hand on our heads and shattered fire, she saw a dark being let out from her face.
Step forward.
She walked out and she blew.
Every presence in your life today that is an evil presence, they are released back to hell. Go back to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere you are today, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I've heard the message and I've seen the move on the hand of God this morning. I want to be genuinely born again. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here and let us receive you. Quickly, be the first to come. I want to be born again. I want to be free from addiction, tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, marijuana addiction, cocaine addiction, tramadol, pentazocine, whatever has bound and tied your life, pornographic addiction, lesbian addiction, lying, cheating, stealing, duping. You backslid, you want to return back? Quickly come forward.
Your life, give him your life, give him your life. He's waiting for
you to give him your life. Give him your life. Give him, give him, give him your life. Why don't you give him your life? Quickly come forward.
He's waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life? Won't you give him, give him, give him? Won't you give him your life? He's waiting. Everybody give him your life. Why don't you give him your life? Why don't you give him your life? Would you give him your life? Would you give him your life? Would you give him your life?
All of you in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. Help to do His will is also released upon you. And I declare it is done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.